What's up, capitalists? It's your guide to the 21st century, Nate Houseman here. I'm recording this February 7th in the evening. I guess there's a State of the Union address going on, supposedly. I feel really bad for the Patriots in Congress have to pretend that Biden's the real president, but we're going to talk about that. We got bigger problems than just the incursion of the Chinese balloon into our airspace, although that's a big deal. We're going to talk about the problems we have and the solutions we have. So if you find this content valuable, please share it with your friends. Give the program a like on whatever platform you're watching this on, either on Rumble, Odyssey, Podcast, or Locals. And I have a couple ways you can support the program and support yourself. I've got a couple affiliate links. One is to my own business, Ziphos Web Marketing. I run a digital marketing service for small businesses, and pretty basic. You sign up for a monthly plan to have a website and digital marketing and advertising. Pretty easy. And I really feel that with big tech layoffs going on, so many corporate layoffs going on, it's really important to support small businesses and independent workers. So take advantage. And if you don't have a business, but you know someone who does, go ahead and become a referral partner. You can give your friends a discount on my services, and you might get a little, and you'll get some benefits yourself. So please take advantage. Also, I got a referral link to NordVPN. It's very important to protect your privacy online. There are so many like bots. There's so much spyware going on, and it also helps if you want to like access content from other countries. Like say if you're in the United States and you want to watch videos from the UK or Russia or some other country that's region locked, use a VPN and you can access that content from other regions. And it'll protect your privacy from whatever big tech hackers, whatever bad guys are out there. So take advantage of that. Go to VPN, click on the link. I'll get a small commission and it's win-win. So all last week and during the weekend and during the last 2 days, we've been talking about, you know, spy balloon that entered American airspace and took video or pictures of sensitive U.S. defense facilities. And they're saying, oh, well, the same thing happened when Trump was president. Well, when Trump was in the White House, I still think he's in control, whether he's president or not. But there's so much, you know, confusion now. Oh, is this a distraction? Did the military really let this happen when Trump was in office? Why did they let it happen now? Why did they wait until, you know, why until the balloon crossed the country before they blew it up? Well, I'll tell you right now, there's so many arguments being made one way or another. That's intentional. They want us to be confused. I'll tell you right now, this never happened when Trump was in the White House, because if it did happen, we would have heard about it. We heard about the Russian collusion, you know, narrative. We heard about the economy. We heard about, you know, all sorts of things that they had to like make up and lie about in order to smear Donald Trump. If this happened and the military knew about it, or the defense, or the intel apparatus knew about it, it would have leaked. So the fact that it happened now shows that, you know, there was Gateway Pundit had an article about a veteran of the RAF, the Royal Air Force in Britain, who said, you know, a balloon, an aircraft that size flying at that altitude in American airspace had to have been allowed in. There's no way that, you know, it would need a transponder so that other aircraft wouldn't crash into it. It would have needed, you know, all sorts of clearance. So the government under the resident, Joe Biden, let that balloon in. So, like I said, we've got a bigger problem than just, you know, China invading our airspace. We've already been infiltrated. And whether you think, you know, the military's in charge, whether you think Biden's really in charge, there's some power that let him occupy the White House and steal the 2020 election. I mean, there's no tiptoeing around anymore. There's no dancing around the subject anymore. Biden is illegitimate. I mean, he's a criminal. And it really is an analogy of the greater spiritual conflict that we've been dealing with really since the dawn of history. So we got some DOD told him China spy balloons crossed during Trump years, but General Mattis did not tell Trump. That's all flim flam. What really is the problem here is that Joe Biden is a traitor and he's owned by China. So, how did Joe Biden even steal the election? I mean, a lot of it was bullying. A lot of it was psychological warfare. A lot of it was, you know, force and intimidation, either on judges, on Congress, on law enforcement, anyone who could have, you know, stood up and prevented this, the election steal, folded. So there's some other power that has leverage on people who were meant to defend us. But the fact that we know about this is actually a good thing. I mean, things look bad, but they only look bad because the enemy that wants to, you know, overthrow our liberties, it's because they're getting sloppy. It's because they're getting desperate. That's going to be the good news that I'll discuss in the second half of this program. But since we're talking about the Bidens here, let's also mention that Jill Biden presented at the Grammy Awards Sunday night. Did anyone want to mention on Sam Smith's obnoxious, you know, performance? But the fact that she was there during that whole satanic show says a lot about, you know, what you have to do to get ahead in entertainment, in the corporate world, in government. You really have to sell your soul. And people said, oh yeah, this Sam Smith's satanic Grammys performance was slammed. The reason we're against it now is because it was just so tacky. Like I said, the bad guys are getting sloppy. You know, in the past, you know, such, you know, glamour, this would have been a lot more glamorous. This would have been a lot more slick and smooth. The communist spies in America, they would have, you know, they would have infiltrated us and we would have wanted them to overthrow us. So the fact that they're getting sloppy, the fact that we're onto them is, it looks bad, but it's actually a good thing. And the reason so many sick and twisted individuals make it up the social ladder is because they've got help from the big guy in red. I mean, in the Bible, in the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus was being tempted by the devil said, I will give all this power and glory to you. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. Really, ever since, you know, the fall of man, Satan has been in control of this world. And anyone who follows the Bible, follows God, we really are the resistance in support of the rightful king. And it's such a And what the situation we're in is such a perfect analogy of what of the larger conflict. Donald Trump is the rightful president, and those of us who support him are resisting and trying to chip away at the power structure. Well, God's people are faithful to the rightful king, who is Christ. But the devil usurped control of the world, and he gives power and authority and leverage to anyone who kisses his feet. So you don't have to be an outright Satan worshiper to get it, you know, to be a Satanist. You just have to be a dick. You just have to be an asshole, who a narcissist, a psychopath, who enjoys treating people like crap. So, I mean, things look bad, but there's a blog post by Richard the Saint about principalities and powers. Things look bad. I mean, Joe Biden is still occupying the White House. The 2022 midterms were stolen. There was a red wave, but it was blocked. People are dying from vaccines. Did he mention that Biden is still the resident? But we got to consider, you know, the followers of Q and the Anons who follow whoever Q is, they think they're saying there's a plan. And I like to think there's a plan to bring, you know, freedom and justice back to this country and to the world. But we got to train our eyes on something even more important, and that's God's plan. I really, you know, so many things have been, you know, going our way as well. We've uncovered so many secrets. You know, President Trump has been so successful in, you know, flipping the script on revealing a lot of the controversies and conspiracies and scandals going on in the world, and bringing our enemies to heel when he to under control when he was in the White House. It just tells me that Donald Trump is God's instrument, and we can all be God's instruments. One of the biggest recurring themes in the Bible is God acts through his people. You know, whether you are a Christian or whether you're, you know, some other religion or an atheist, the Bible doesn't really speak to you until you realize what a mess your life is, and you realize the need to shape up. And we cannot shape up ourselves. We need God to repair us. And that's another one of the big themes of Scripture, of Christianity and Judaism, is we don't have it in our own power to become better people. We need to let God in. We need to let the Holy Spirit work on us. And in doing so, we make ourselves better, and God uses us to make the world better. So God is in control of events on earth by acting through his people. Another example of that in Scripture was, you know, the famous story of David and Goliath. You know, David was just a kid, probably no older than 13, and Goliath was a giant. How did David defeat Goliath? David had faith in God. He declared right before the fight that it was really God who would defeat Goliath. So God acted through David, and that's one of the biggest, you know, examples of God's real power, is he acts through us when we let him in. So, and we're going to see lots of cases of God flipping the script, and there is some good news. So before we get to that, I want to tell you about a couple other services that I have affiliate links to in the description. One way we take control of our freedom and take control back from the powers that want to control us is by taking control of our money. And we do that by switching our dollars and Federal Reserve notes into things like gold, silver, and Bitcoin. And we can do that with a couple services here. One is called Uphold. I've promoted this company before. It's an online exchange where you can invest in all sorts of things like cryptocurrency, precious metals, national currency, so you can do a little Forex trading. And you can even invest in a few stocks, like a few of the major stocks. It's very simple. Uphold will never lend your money out to other investors, which is one of the things that collapsed FTX and Celsius last year. So that'll protect your money. And another service that I want to promote is BitFi.com. It's another cryptocurrency exchange. It's a little more advanced than Uphold. It's a little more complex than Uphold, but it's got some great, you know, services. One of them is copy trading. If you want to make some income without doing anything, click on the link, start with BitFi, and follow one of the experienced traders on here. They will pretty much make buy and sell orders for you and grow your wealth. There is some risk involved. I won't lie to you, but you can pretty much make money during, you know, passively. It's one of the true passive income sources I've found. So take advantage of that. And what I like about BitFi is it's available to United States residents. There are plenty of other exchanges that do the same thing, although they're restricted to the U.S., so you'd have to find another way to gain access to content in other countries. Wink. All right. So let's move on here. One of the big things that I've thought about with this whole, you know, Chinese spy balloon issue is, A, it's meant to humiliate us and send a signal that Biden is under China's control. Another suspicion I have is it's meant to distract us from other really important developments. And that is, one of those is the exposure of Pfizer. You probably heard about the Pfizer executive who was busted by Project Veritas. They've had three videos so far where he reveals that, oh yeah, they're trying to mutate the COVID virus to in order to sell more vaccines. And then they also let slip that, okay, the Pfizer COVID vaccine might harm women's reproductive health. I've been on the fence on the vaccine. Like, I didn't want to take it. I think it's a bioweapon. But I also think it's good that it got out when it did, because otherwise things would have been even worse. We would have been in lockdowns for 5 or 10 years, and the world economy would have been destroyed. You know, it's a good thing that President Trump got out when he did, but it always should have been a choice for the people who took it. It never should have been mandated. It never should have been forced on people, because it was still experimental. And we're seeing now that, oh yeah, it's got a lot of garbage with it. So I saw statistics that maybe 2/3 of people in the United States have taken the first one or two jabs, and maybe 1/3 of people have gotten boosted. So I'm one of those people who got the jab initially, but I have not been boosted. So you might call me a daywalker. Like, I have regrets. Like, I was bullied into it by my family, and my doctor kind of played the good cop during my physical. She had a really good bedside manner during my yearly physical, but I see now that, oh, I should have, you know, just not given in. You know, it's a lot of people are still trying to deconstruct the abuse they've, you know, suffered over the years, either by their families or by their workplaces or by the public school system or by really the evil powers who have taken over our society, who have snuck in. The good news is, like I said, the bad guys are getting sloppy, and we can see them now. You know, before we would have, you know, walked right into this. We would have embraced it happily, and we would have been wrecked. But there is some good news here, and we know it's good news because the enemy is attacking this. It is eggs. We all know about the egg shortage, about the so-called supposed bird flu, and all the egg farms that are burning down. This is from DC Patriot, and they link to several studies from the National Institute of Health. Multiple studies show egg yolk antibodies block the binding of multiple spike protein variants in SARS-CoV-2. So eggs might be the antidote, or one of the part of the antidote to vaccine injuries. to restore people's DNA, to restore, get rid of the spike proteins, and pretty much avoid dying suddenly. And another source of information I want to direct you to is Jonathan Otto. He's a independent journalist, and he's interviewed several independent physicians who have not been part of the whole hospital system, but they have also found other ways to counteract the vaccine and the virus and the vaccine injuries. So please do yourself a favor and join his channel on Rumble. He's got a series called Brave. It's like a 12-part video series. Very long videos. I'm up to part 3 right now, and there's some good information there. So do yourself a favor and follow that. Some of the remedies that I mentioned will surprise you, and one of them might even disgust you. But then consider how the World Economic Forum, the globalists, are trying to push bugs on us, on our diets. And then you might think, maybe that's not so strange. Maybe Jonathan Otto's, solutions aren't as weird in comparison. So keep it up in mind. And we know eggs are important because we heard about the Hillendale fire in, I think it was Connecticut, or was it New Hampshire or Vermont? In the United States. Now there's been a big fire in New Zealand. This was yesterday. New Zealand's largest egg farm fire killed 75,000 hens amid a national shortage. So the enemy is going after these big corporate, owned egg farms. So it's going to be more important than ever to support your local food producers. So I'm not saying go to Whole Foods, because Whole Foods is controlled by Amazon, but look up services like Market Wagon, look up stores like your local co-op, get meat from the meat locker and the butchers rather than the supermarket. Go on Google or go on presearch.org or go on Brave Search and look up local egg farmers, free range farmers in your area. It's more important than ever to buy directly from farmers. Cut out the supply chain middlemen. So I've driven for a company called Market Wagon, and we basically sell food and deliver it to people from local growers in your area, from local farms and producers in your area. So take advantage of that. If Market Wagon's not available in your area, go on Google, type in Market Wagon versus, and find some alternatives in your area. It's very important to support local. So Michigan lawmakers, coming back to Pfizer, they're calling out Pfizer after the revelations in the Project Veritas videos. So there's some progress there. I don't have it pulled up, but I shared the article on my NateHausman.blog, NateHausman.net website. The government in Thailand is potentially going to ban Pfizer from their country because a member of their royal family is in a coma. This one princess who took the boosters, she was probably on her fourth shot. She's in a coma. They are saying she had a heart attack. She was likely going to be the heir to the throne, and she's in bad shape. So I think the king is very irate. So I don't know if they're going to ban Pfizer, but they're strongly considering it. So it's sad for the princess, but it's moving in the right direction. And hopefully tell the royal family about eggs and some of these alternative treatments. So, and the fact that, we're able to talk about this proves that the censorship is being eroded. You're watching this on Rumble. Rumble has grown fabulously thanks to its partnership with Truth Social, and people are seeing it as a viable alternative to YouTube. And Twitter has also shaped up. Elon, I don't have that I don't have this one article pulled up, but Elon Musk says Twitter is making money again. It's being profitable. Actually, it's probably profitable for the first time ever. But the fact that Elon has taken over Twitter and turned it into a free speech, you know, platform, it's not perfect yet. I mean, there's a lot of code. There are a lot of, you know, sleeper agents in Twitter, in the Twitter company, trying to muck things up and commit sabotage. But we're making progress. I do think certain people find themselves in just the right position, just like Esther did in the Bible. Esther was a Jewish woman who was able to save her people from a bureaucrat in Persia who was wanted to exterminate the Jewish people. So that's, you know, that's the whole basis of the Jewish festival of Purim. God puts certain people in the right place to make a difference. And I do think Elon Musk was one of those people. Donald Trump was one of those people. And towards the end, we're going to talk about some people who are positioned to defend our country against invasion. The real military. The real war that we're in. So, just, we're getting close to the end here, but it just seems like Donald Trump is in control. There's an article here by The American Thinker, Trump as proxy president. Is Trump, President Trump, acting as sort of a proxy president in the wake of Joe Biden's 2020 stolen election? The China spy balloon incident sure seems to indicate something of that sort. Look at all the people on Twitter who wanted Biden to shoot down the balloon, and Trump himself said, shoot it down. And it looks like Biden was publicly shamed into finally going through with it. It seems to be another factor. Trump, who was decisively calling for its shootdown, Biden actually seemed to be prompted by Trump. I'm reading from the article here. By Trump, who was issuing those crisp orders that made so much sense to the American people. Trump, by the way, is no Yahoo yelling Rambo-like calls to action. He's a president now, still with more experience at it than Biden, and everyone knows that he knows how to get the job done. It seems unlikely that he would be calling for something that he knew couldn't or shouldn't be done. So doddering Joe finally shot the balloon down, as it proved to Trump that he was no idiot. There was no weaseling out of it as something that was harmless or something that couldn't be done, as the excuse-making before that was going. Everyone knew that Trump knew the details of what was possible, so it's almost as if Biden was shamed into doing it by this most terrifying backseat driver in his illegitimate presidency. And this isn't the first time we have seen this happen. Back when the Bidenites were refusing to go to the border and make sure that it's secure, Trump forced that issue too by declaring that he was going to the border. Shortly after that declaration, supposed Vice President Kamala Harris got a sudden and newfound urge to go to the border herself, just ahead of Trump as if to steal his thunder. Maybe if they hadn't stolen the election, they wouldn't be this Trump sensitive, and Trump would not be like the persistent ghostly figure of shame in Lenny Bernstein's dream, as imagined by Tom Wolfe and Radical Chic. But in a ghost-like way, the people can see who the real president of the United States really is when Trump issues his orders, and it's not Joe Biden. So I'm not sure we can say we have any real president right now. I mean, Biden is illegitimate. Trump is kind of running a shadow government, a government behind the scenes. And we're just waiting for, you know, him to reveal, you know, devolution, as you might say it. There's a very great blog on Substack, which I've mentioned before, by the author, goes by the handle Patel Patriot, about the idea of devolution. The fact that America was attacked by the COVID vaccine and by the election theft, and President Trump was prepared for this by instituting devolution. The notion of a continuity of government in case our government was overthrown, and our government was overthrown. So there is an idea in devolution that, you know, the military is really in charge and control. And that's why we haven't gone to war in Ukraine yet, you know, almost a year after it started. In this particular post, part 22, Patel Patriot talks about irregular warfare. We are in a new age of warfare. We, in the past, there were standing armies who would march toward each other and, just duke it out. Then militaries introduced guns and firearms, and then spies, and then guerrilla warfare. We're kind of in the age of fifth generation warfare, where a lot of it is propaganda, a lot of it is psychological, and a lot of it is, behind the scenes. In a way, you can win a war before it even starts. That's one of the main ideas of martial arts, just peace through strength, through psychological warfare. The fact we really, and once you make the connection between psychology and spirituality, you'll understand a lot of what's going on in the world. A lot of, people, a lot of tyrants are able to usurp power just by psychologically manipulating their victims, putting on a veneer of authority, of knowledge, when really they're just faking it. Right now we have the appearance of a military incursion in the United States. But, we can spy on China just as easily from hundreds of miles up with satellites. We probably have intel on them that no one even considered before. So there are forces at work. There are people who've been found themselves in the right place who know what to do. Now, they are waiting for the chance to reveal themselves. What are they waiting for? Really, they're waiting for us. They're waiting for the regular people to unmask a lot of the criminality going on in the world. And once we really understand what the enemy is doing, that's when we'll be able to end it. It's going to be the people. And that's, going back to our analogy in scripture, really, Jesus is waiting for us to act before he comes in and cleans house. We say, Jesus will come again during the second coming on the judgment day. We can actually help that along. God's people are the resistance movement against the illegitimate prince of king of the world, who is Satan. So the only reason, God is waiting for us to show us that we are on his side. And as an analogy, God's instrument, President Trump, is waiting for us to reveal that we're on Trump's side, that we're on America's side. So we really are in an information war. Thank God it's not a shooting war. The enemy wants a shooting war, but look, concentrate on your gut, dig down deep, try to stoke that fire of the Holy Spirit in you, and you will know what to do. So I will leave you at that. I will let you go with that. Like I said, like I always say, things look bad only because the powers of corruption are getting desperate. It's because they're getting sloppy, and they're getting more ruthless because they're actually losing. This is actually we are on the winning team. Things are actually going our way, whether it looks like that or not. So keep your chin up. We are going to get through this. I will let you go. I'm Nate Houseman, letting you know it's okay to stand up for yourself. Have a good one.